Hi, this is the From the Hip Podcast, and I'm your host, Albert Hathazi. It's day 19 of Audio Joe. And you know what the cool thing is about doing what I do, this podcast? I could do whatever I want. I could be totally helpful, technically, or I could be the other side of things, totally insane, comedically. There is no censors. There are no producers or network execs telling me what to do. I wish I did have some network execs telling me what to do. At least I'd make some money, support my family. No, I'm just joking. Okay, here's something I put together tonight. I hope you like it. It's called A Parisian Affair.
I remember the first time I saw you with your dress blowing in the wind. You spun around, it's like you were a dancer, and I could see your underwear. I carried that image with me for many, many nights, and when we finally met again, it was just like heaven. Do you remember I rode my bicyclette up the road where you were coming beside the Champs-Élysées? We greeted each other with an enormous hug. My bicycle fell to the ground and my baguette and my pickles fell out of my bicycle's basket. Those were the good times. It seemed that the agency that I purchased you from did not comply with the French rules, and they were not truthful in the disclaimer that they provided me. We had to hide in the countryside. We went down to the various castles, hiding in the country, in living in the forest for many, many months. It seemed our love affair was going sour, like the milk left too long in the refrigerator. When they finally found us hiding in the farm underneath the haystack, I said goodbye to you and I promised that I would do everything that I can to get you back. That was before the Russian mafia threatened my family and my friends. Now I live a life of reclusion because of our love affair. I promised myself that I would never go on these Russian bride sites again. And so, my dear, I wish you a farewell. This will be the last time I communicate with you, because they say it would be the last time I ever see you and talk to you again. Natasha, I will always love you. Please remember that.
True story.